All right, I want to bring in the editor-in-chief now of Autoblog, Greg Migliore, for more on Rivian's really spectacular IPO. They started trading just moments ago. They were initially priced at $78 a share. It popped right at the opening at more than $106 a share. Greg, good to have you here. We were just talking, Josh and I, about the fact that this is a new company in so many different ways. They don't have any real revenue to speak of. They're already projecting a huge loss for the third quarter. What do you make of the way it is rallying in its first day?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I mean, to me, this is just such a milestone moment, a celebratory moment for Rivian. It really is just the valuation, nearly $12 billion, is just stunning. I've read somewhere that it's in like the top 10 of IPOs of all time. Obviously, for the auto industry, it's a historic moment. But what I see with Rivian is they tick a lot of different boxes, okay? So they have a compelling SUV, they have a compelling pickup truck. I recently tested it, and it's amazing. It really is. There's a few things they need to iron out, but it's something that I think a lot of buyers are going to be, really interested in, and it's going to resonate deeply with truck buyers and EV buyers. It's a really good story. There's a lot of different layers to it as well. You look at the Amazon backing, the Ford backing, the fact that they have a CEO, RJ Scaringe, who is. He's not quite the Elon Musk level of celebrity, but he's out there. He's a good spokesman for the company, and there's just a lot of layers to it right now. And I think what they're going to try to do is expand their footprint. We'll probably see them play in more segments, beyond just the two products they initially have. And I think right now, just all of the criteria, all of the things that are happening, perhaps with a broader industry pivot to electric vehicles. Really appear to be playing in their favor. They seem right now like a company that, is getting to have the wind at their back a little bit. Do they have some challenges? Of course, some of the financial issues you laid out for the coming year, not where they want them to be. But if they could execute, if they could deliver vehicles on time, when they say they will, then this company, I think, is well positioned for growth.
And you mentioned that pickup truck, which lucky you got to actually test drive it. But look, they did beat Tesla, GM, and Ford to the market with an EV pickup truck. I guess the question for Rivian, but really the industry on a whole, is how quickly are they going to be able to ramp up production? Because they are faced with incredible headwinds right now, the computer chip shortages and also the port constraints that are happening right now.
Sure. I mean, that's definitely kind of a wait and see situation. I mean, it's the chip shortage and all of the other, economic issues that are, really causing issues for all sorts of companies, particularly in the automotive segment, will play into this with Rivian. I think one of the challenges we've seen with Tesla is, just executing on delivering products and continuing to be, consistent. New company like Rivian, well, it's sort of like a wait and see thing. One thing I think that is worth noting about Rivian, though, is they're not that new. They've actually been around since, I think, 2009, and they've operated in what you would say is like a stealth mode. They've tried different things. A pickup truck and an SUV were not actually their first plans. At times, they've looked at, like, I think, a sports car, and they've had different ideas. And finally, I think what we're seeing is their strategy all kind of coming together at what looks like the right moment. It's certainly a pivotal moment for them.
Now, I know one of their big customers is actually also one of their big investors, and that's Amazon. I believe they ordered something like 100,000 Rivian vehicles to be delivered by 2030. What do you believe that Rivian is diversified enough, I guess, in its customer base at this point?
So that's a great question. I think the Amazon deal is really good for both parties. It's probably a little better for Amazon because they could use Rivian and then they could go use Ford, they could go use Tesla, they could use anybody else they want. So I think but it also does offer Rivian a good amount of visibility, a little bit of credibility as well, just because hey, you might be seeing Rivian trucks on your street delivering holiday packages in the future at some point. So that's obviously a great thing, and certainly perhaps having the reflected like glow of Amazon as far as their marketing muscle could help Rivian as well. get the, you know, the company into more of the mainstream conversation, because I'm not sure your average person really knows who Rivian is right now. And when you do partner with some of these larger, like, legacy companies, that certainly helps. You want to be like a household name. They're cool looking vehicles. You know, if you do see them become more commonplace, I think that will obviously be a good thing. I think that will also help really grow their brand too, is when they can get out there on Main Street, if you will, because again, like I said, they're cool. When people see them, you know, they turn heads, they get attention. It's, you know, it's really something to see.
Yeah, well, we'll see how much cool does for the stock price, right, Greg? Because we know in this world, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And boy, oh boy, have they had a spectacular start. Do you think that they're going to be able to hold on to this momentum?
So I think they will, actually, for a little bit. I think right now there's a lot of positive publicity. I think electric vehicles could not be hotter. You know, it's really a situation where you're seeing everything from, like, you know, potential infrastructure, like assistance from the government, to perhaps consumer preferences changing a little bit. And I think it's a stock that people could probably get into, because, you know, certain things in the market can be very nuanced, very granular, hard for the average person to understand. But cars, you know, actually aren't, you know, and electric cars are things people can really make sense of. They, you know, maybe they're familiar with it a little bit. Maybe they've owned a hybrid in the past. And now they know that, you know, this sort of new electric age is at hand. And I think that's a really good moment for Rivian. The trick for them, I think, is to continue to execute. When we've seen wild, like, fluctuations in Tesla stock, it's usually been because of something that did not go as planned. Let me put it that way. Something that was a little odd, like a tweet. It could be some sort of production issue. For Rivian, I think they want to be like Tesla, but perhaps just, you know, a little bit more below the radar. And there's a lot of companies coming out there, like Lucid, Bollinger, all sorts of, Fisker is actually kind of back. A lot of EV companies out there that are trying to, you know, just get in line and get their product out there too. So I think it's only to get more and more competitive.
All right, Greg Migliore, editor-in-chief over at Autoblog. Thanks so much for breaking it down for us. So once again, Rivian going live now in its Wall Street debut, the biggest IPO of the year. In fact, the largest we've seen since Facebook, valued above $90 billion after that market debut. You see they're up 47%. Rivian, the electric vehicle startup, now has a higher market value than GM and Ford.